Good afternoon, Dallas, Texas. How the hell are you? Thanks for tuning in. Wash.
Man, I'm doing great.
Turl.
What up?
Is our phone screener in there, Major Tom?
Yep.
All right, everybody on board. Here we go. Got a big show lined up for you. Have Lacey Brown, which is kind of gay, but that's all right. Your wife will be proud. She's going to be with us at 12:35 from American Idol. She's the redhead, the hot little redhead from Idol in Amarillo. We have Mike Basic.
Bassick.
He is not joining us today. I talked to him this morning.
Coward.
No.
We're going to just jump right into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Holmes gets fired. Holmes was a major league pitcher. Got a gig on the ticket after his expiration date hit on Major League Athletics. He hosts a show on the weekends, and he's a producer. Now, that confuses me, but we'll get to that in a moment. Bassett got fired for a tweet this week about the Mavs and the Spurs. He's a little upset about the Spurs, and he said, "I hope all you blank Mexicans are happy down there in San Antonio."
Unwashed. Another term for that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this thing gets traction. And it gets local news. And then yesterday, so the tick, the, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Hey, and local jocks.
I need to ask Clear Channel if I can, what I can say and what I can't.
Another sports station.
Another sports station on the AM dial that's real popular. How about that?
Yeah.
And, okay. And local FM jocks, too.
So, local FM jocks, what?
We're pushing this out.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just talking about the hoopla.
Mm-mm. Talking about where he works.
Oh, okay.
Where he got fired from. So next time you want to speak, Washball, think, say it to yourself, and then speak.
I've had that problem. All right, I'm getting the show sidetracked. I apologize.
Okay. Now you got me screwed up.
Okay, you're talking about the radio station. You're not sure if you can say on the air where he got
fired. So he got laid off officially, and then it hit CNN. The "you blank Mexicans better be happy."
Wow.
When CNN got a hold of it, they blasted him yesterday. So Turley had the great idea this morning. And actually, Ron at the I can't say that either. The Unticket. It's a website.
Yeah.
Said, both of y'all said at the same time, you say, "I ought to have Bassick on today." So we called him and talked to him. He was going to join us, and he gave me some quotes, but he called his agent from baseball, and the advice from the agent was just let it die down. You want to work in radio again, don't get on there and blast your opinions. But I can tell you what his opinions are. And his opinions are, it's ridiculous. Because that other radio station constantly makes racial slurs, off-color commentary, political incorrectness. That's part of their shtick. That's why it's called the Shtick-It.
Yep.
Right.
So
they have drops that play that same very same thing that he said in a tweet.
You worked there for 5 years.
Oh, yes. I used to play those drops. I used to hear it all the time. Yeah, I mean, it was nonstop.
I called our dear friend Grego, and I said, "This would be a good day to show up." He said, "Today is errand day."
What's he out doing?
Running errands. Okay. But I was like, because this is very similar, because your argument to why you got fired was that everyone else did that as well. Mm-hmm. So why are you being peeled off the onion, for lack of a better term? Well, so the two guys I wanted to talk to, I talked to them, but they wouldn't get on the air with me. Hey, what are the rules? Can you just tape it? Or you have to tell them they're being recorded?
Oh, you have to tell him, yeah. Yes.
I'm kidding. No, Bassick was a cool guy, and I think he's going to join us later. He said, once it cools down. But his quote was, "If I were a host," this is from a conversation I had with Mike Bassick or Basic?
Bassick.
Bassick this morning, regarding his firing. "If I were a host under contract and not a producer, then they would have had my back. No contract equals much easier to get rid of with little consequences."
Right.
So they wouldn't have to pay him, because if they blasted him, he was on a contract, then they'd have to keep paying him. See Russ Martin and friends.
Yeah.
Is this why I don't have a contract yet?
This is exactly why you don't have a contract.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only making $5,000 a day per show.
Right.
And you're making $100,500.
Right.
And once we get you to contract, I mean, you'll bend my arm and get it to $300,000.
Well, I've got
kids. So I'm just trying to get the most out of my money at this time, in this price range.
My kids need shoes, man.
You don't have any kids.
All right.
Your girlfriends have kids.
Yes, they do.
So, isn't this just the ticket being, you know, they're taking the high road. All of a sudden, they have core values Did you see where?
Now, hang on, let me stop real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm new to this on weekday air, so I don't want to start a ruckus and I don't want to get in trouble. And I talked to Clear Channel this morning, and we don't need to be talking about other networks.
Okay.
They gave me some rules of my own, and I am not under contract either.
No, you're not. You may never be under contract.
So, you know, until I get my footing a little deeper in the ruts, I have to talk a little lighter than what I'd like to. J.D. Ryan told me when they were doing the Russ Martin show, they had two rules. Play the commercials and protect the license. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Play the commercials. Don't lose the license. JD has been a great hand, by the way. He put us up on his Facebook. He's been promoting our show on his anywhere he can to his fans. He'd love to be on the show with us, but he is getting paid. Paid. This man is getting paid. Not a little bit.
A lot.
A lot.
Yes.
A heavy ransom JD is collecting every month in the mail. It is called mailbox money.
I couldn't imagine.
But in his defense, he's not happy. He wants to get back to work. He's dying to get back to work. And he's like, this is insane, Wolf. I mean, they're paying me a lot. And I would gladly get on the air every day. Why doesn't that other sports radio station that's on the FM dial put the man back to work?
Well, then he'd have to walk away from his current gig that he's getting paid not to do.
No, but he's fine with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wants to work. He doesn't feel good about getting mailbox money. It was fun for a while, but now he's bored with it. He's flown all the airplanes. He's kind of cleaned up. You know, that Russ thing, he and I have talked about this a lot, and the story in The Observer and what his quotes were. He said he sounded like a bitter old woman. But that I think that Russ thing kind of set him back. I mean, he had to dry out. He had to go to church. He had to hit reset.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. I've had to hit reset, brother.
He's a little light. Wash is.
I didn't have the money to go to rehab. So.
You just have the right insurance policy.
Yeah, you're right.